case you can't see the board, we wrote, "The Spirit of God's People." I've been thinking about these thoughts for a little while, and seemed like the Lord has been adding to them, and so I'd like to share this with you this morning. We have read a couple of times in the last few weeks over in Corinthians, where 1 Corinthians 2 and 11 and 12, it says, "For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God." You know, it takes something, it takes a kindred spirit to understand things, doesn't it? A dog doesn't understand what we do, and we don't always understand them either. But there's a spirit in man that makes man understand man, isn't there? There's something, there's a mind, there's something in man that we understand one another because we have the same kind of mind, same spirit. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. And this morning I want to talk a little bit about the things that are freely given to us of God. You know, there is within man a spirit, and the Lord wants to give us of his spirit, doesn't he? And he wants to change us. He wants to save us. He wants to put within us new desires. He wants to put within us new things. And so I believe there's a spirit that is in God's people. And I'm not just particularly talking about the Spirit of God. However, the Spirit of God is what activates that, what we're talking about this morning. And so, you know, there's a spirit that's in the world. We can see it all around us, can't we? It motivates people. The spirit of the world gets in people, and they are motivated by that. It leads to the world and to the things of the world, doesn't it? It leads people to do worldly things. It leads people to the pride of life. It leads people to the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes. That's the spirit of the world that John writes about in 1 John 2. But you know, there's a spirit also that's given by God that leads to God, and it leads to godly things. And the Lord wants his people to have that spirit and all the things that come with it within our lives. There's something beautiful from the Spirit of the Lord. The scriptures tell us that the fruits of the Spirit are love and joy and gentleness and meekness and temperance and a number of things there that it enumerates that tells us that we can have those things. Isn't that something everyone wants? Really, I think most people would really like to have that. They'd really like to have those things that comes with the Spirit of the Lord. That it's our privilege if we allow the Lord to give it to us in its fullness. Yeah, I want to read over in Ephesians 1 and 17. And we're going to bounce around at different scriptures this morning and look at some of the things that God has provided for his people. You know that we know that the spirit of the world leads to the world, as we said, and it leads to the spirit of the world. It leads to the confusion, to the strife, to the ignorance of God. It leads to all of those things. The spirit of the world does. It leads to so many things out in the world. The scriptures speak of a lying spirit. It speaks of different kinds of spirits. But this morning, I really want to mostly concentrate on the things that the Lord has given to you and me. There's something very special and very precious the Lord wants to enumerate in our lives and give to us that illuminate His people. And so when we wrote on the board, the Spirit of God's people, I trust that the Lord will shine a light on that this morning. We can see a little brighter into some of the things that the Lord has prepared for His people. Because He's told us that they would be revealed to us by His Spirit. In Ephesians 1 and 17, says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Do you know that the Lord tells us He wants to give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God? You know, the scriptures talk about the scriptures making us wise unto salvation. Those things that are given to us of God, God wants to imprint them upon our hearts. And He wants us to receive of the good and heavenly and holy things that God has brought to His people. The Spirit of God's people inhabit these areas. It's special to God's people, isn't it? And so this morning, He wants to give unto you and me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Do you know that it takes a revelation from God for many things in our life? We can understand things with our minds sometimes. There's a certain amount of things we can understand. But I want to tell you, to have the heavenly presence of the Lord in our lives, that's going to take a revelation from the Lord. It's going to take a work of His Spirit within our lives that God wants to shine out to the world. And so when the world sees us, that they see the Spirit of God's people that has revelations from the Lord. And when everybody else is turning tail and going away and all these things, how are we going to go? Where else is there to go? The Lord has the words of eternal life, doesn't He? He has for us those things. He has for us those things that make for eternal life. Those things that make life right here. Those things that make homes right and marriages right. That's what the Lord has. Who would not want those things this morning? The eyes, verse 18, of your understanding being enlightened. Listen to that. This is the spirit of the saints. This is the spirit of God's people. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power. Did you know that God wants to reveal to our lives what is the greatness of His power to us? He wants us to know more than, I heard about it. I know God is. I know He is. Because Mom and Dad told me that. And I prayed by my bedside every night. But He wants to do more than that, doesn't He? He wants to reveal to our hearts that there is a God in heaven that is love. And that loves us. He wants to reveal to us that there's a God in heaven that has all power in heaven and on earth. Enough power to keep us. He even has that much power. You know, the Lord wants to reveal those things to you and me. And so, it's not enough for us to have it in our mind. According to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead, and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Do you know the Lord wants to reveal that to us this morning? God sits in a place that nothing else inhabits. There is no competition with God. There's only competition in our lives, in our hearts. There isn't any real competition with God as far as who He is. You know, the disciples had a revelation of the Lord. And it amazes me that out of 12 of them, Only one denied the Lord. The others went on to give their whole lives to God because there was a revelation within their heart and there was a spirit in their life that enlivened them. And they knew what they had, what they believed, and they knew some things, and they knew the Lord. They knew the power of His might in their lives. And they went on to give their lives and be crucified and be killed in different ways. Even John, according to what history tells us, they tried to boil him, but some way the Lord didn't allow John to die like that. He died a natural death. And so an old man, a very old man, but he had a revelation of the Lord. And when he writes, when John writes, he writes in a very, a sense that is very personal. He says, the disciple whom Jesus loved. Well, I can understand that. Don't we feel that way too? Don't we feel like the Lord loves us too? You know what? The Lord loves us. John had something revealed in his heart. It's part of the spirit of God's people. And so this morning I hope we can reach up and take hold a little better, that there is some things that God wants to give us that is precious, that shines out to the world. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. But you know what else he said? That he wanted to put us on a candlestick too and shine through us. And so the Lord wants to give that to his people this morning. In John 15 and 26, it says, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. You know that Spirit that's in God's people is a Spirit of truth. It's a Spirit of truth all the time, not part of the time. It's a Spirit of truth. It will lead us into the truth of God's Word. It will lead us into to all truth, Jesus said, that he would send that to do that. That's the spirit of God's people, full of truth and full of righteousness and full of God's love. That's his people this morning. Are they people? Yes, they are. And so if you want something to pick at, you'll find it pretty quick because they're people. We're people, aren't we? But I will tell you, God wants to put his righteousness and holiness in us. He wants to shine forth out of our lives. Even in the midst of us being human and being in a human body. In Romans 1 and 3, and I want to read just a number of places here where it talks about the spirit that is in God's people. Listen to this. 3 and 4 of Romans 1. Concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David, according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. You know, I don't declare to understand all of this, but you know, there's spirits of unbelief. There's spirits of uncleanness. There's spirits all out in the world. And the scriptures tell us to try the spirits, whether they be of God. You know, the spirit that this speaks of is a spirit of holiness, a spirit of cleanness, a spirit that glorifies God and that is dedicated to the Lord. That's the spirit in God's people. We want to be that people, don't we? Lord, inhabit your vessels. Lord, cause us to draw closer to you and cause your spirit to shine out through our lives today. It glorifies the Lord. You know, the spirit of holiness, I've thought about this so many times through the past months. There is a great difference between a nominal, meaning name only, Christian, and a Christian in which inhabits the spirit of holiness, the spirit of cleanness, the spirit that glorifies God in all things, the spirit that endeavors with all our hearts to serve the Lord and obey all the scriptures. You know, that's why there's a carefulness in our life. Isn't there a scripture that speaks of, oh, what a carefulness it wrought in you? Why are the people of God careful? Because there is a spirit within them that's a spirit of carefulness. There's a spirit of within them that wants to glorify God in all things and not want and wants that to not be tainted. And so why are we careful in the way we look, in our dress, in our where we go, what we listen to, what we look at, all the things that we allow into our lives, the way we do our business, and all of those things. You know, I look for that when I see people. I look for those things because in our lives, folks, in God's people is the spirit of holiness. It's motivated by the spirit of God that dwells within us. And the Lord wants to give us a spirit that is full of the glory of God, of His holiness and of His truth, His carefulness and His love and life. And the Lord loves that, doesn't He? And I think a lot of people love it too. They don't love to do that, but they love to see it in you and me. When they're dealing with somebody in business, it sure is nice to know that they're dealing with somebody honest, isn't it? They like that. They like the fruits of it, don't they? The world loves that. And you know, the world doesn't always do that. I was working with a fellow one time, and we were on the job, and he was a real religious guy. But there was a inspector fixing to come, and he hadn't done the work behind the wall like he said he would, or like he was supposed to. And he said, if he asked me about that, I'm just going to say, forgive me, Lord, because I'm fixing to lie. You know, there's a spirit in God's people that won't do that. They'll tell the truth and get in trouble. That's what they'll do. It's a beautiful thing to be able to trust one another like that, isn't it? It's a beautiful thing for the Lord to put within us His Spirit. And so there's a lots of scriptures about the Spirit that is within God's people. In Romans 8 and 2, listen to this. It says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Do you know that there is a spirit of life within us? Did you know that there is a beautiful... And I think the Lord wants us to enjoy those things. I think He wants us to have those things in such a way that it's a blessing, it's a light that shines out of our lives and shines inside our lives too. The spirit of life, you ever thought what the spirit of life was like? The devil has a very opposing spirit, doesn't it? A dead spirit, a spirit of wickedness, a spirit of uncleanness and all those things. But the Lord has a spirit of life. And He wants it to be in our lives. And He wants it to illuminate to the world. You know, when all the world's troubled to the point they can have nothing but bitterness, the Lord wants us to have light and life, and in spite of all those things, the Spirit of the Lord can come down and give us a feast right in the middle, can't He? And He does, doesn't He? Thank the Lord this morning. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. The righteousness of the law was not possible until the Lord came. But He says that it might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And so the Lord has a privilege for you and me. He has a free people, doesn't He? Didn't the Lord say that he that is free indeed? The Lord has a free people. You know what it's like to be free? I've never lived in a communist country, but I've read enough about those things. I've heard speakers at different times speaking about different things, about being in different countries, being in communist countries. I haven't heard a lot of them, but I've done my reading and all. And you know what? it's rough when you don't have freedom. It's rough when you can't make your own thoughts and mind up about things. Do you know that? The Lord has freedom for His people. He has freedom in the soul no matter what kind of country we live in. The Lord has freedom in our soul. Freedom from sin and freedom from those things. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Didn't Jesus say, I'm come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly? The Lord came to bring us some things, didn't He? On down in the 9th verse, it says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. We can't possibly glorify God in the flesh, can we? Not without God. But when He dwells within us, and it says there, you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. And so this morning, I just want to encourage us to open our arms to God. Lord, I want to have the Spirit of Your people. I want to have the attitude of Your people. I want to have the strength and the light and the fruits that Your Spirit brings in our lives this morning. You know, look on down in verse 15 of the same chapter, and it says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. You haven't received the spirit of bondage. Did you hear that? You haven't received the spirit of bondage. We don't have to receive the spirit of bondage and fear. We do not have to receive it. But He says, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Now, what's that mean? We cry, Abba, Father. It's another word for Father. It's a tender word for Father. It's like saying, Daddy. Something like that. That's a sort of an illustration of it. It's a tender word. Father, Father. We cry that to the Lord, don't we? We have not received a spirit of bondage, but the spirit that we have received is a spirit of adoption, whereby our hearts cry, we have been adopted by the King. Did you know you've been adopted by the King if you're saved this morning? And we've received a spirit of adoption that cries, oh, Lord, Lord, Father, Father. It's a tender word. The Lord wants us to have that spirit within our life. That's the spirit of God's people. That's the spirit that we have when we come to the Lord. It's the spirit that we have when we get in need, isn't it? It's the spirit that we have when we're not in need. We say, Abba, Father. Lord, I'm coming to You in prayer again. It's me. Lord, I need Your help again. Lord, I just need You to touch my life. Thank the Lord this morning. You know, in Galatians 4 and 6, I'm not going to really turn there, but it says the same thing. God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Maybe we haven't had a father. Not everybody's had a father in the home. But I want to tell you what the Lord wants to send forth into our hearts. He wants to send forth His Spirit that cries, Father, Father. He wants to fill a place that maybe we never had filled on this earth. Maybe we didn't have filled in the way it should have been filled in this earth, on this earth. But the Lord wants to send forth into our hearts a spirit that cries, Abba, Father. He loves that, doesn't He, this morning? Oh, the Lord wants to bless our lives and give us of His goodness. We turn again to 1 Corinthians 4 and 21. Listen to this. What will ye? Shall I come unto you with a rod, or in love and in the spirit of meekness? Do you know what is in God's people? The spirit of meekness. Now I will tell you, the scriptures talk about the lion and the lamb. And it says the lion's going to lay down with the lamb. And I believe that's talking about people that have that kind of way about them. Personality, thoughts, intents, they're lion-like. Do you know that the Lord wants us to hear the voice of God and humble ourselves and become meek? And give us the spirit of meekness whereby we can all get along in our homes, even wife and husband. Did you know that? The Lord wants to give that, doesn't He? Where that we can have a spirit of meekness between us. Something we have to work at. But meekness means, I looked it up in Webster's, which gives the proper sense of it, I believe. Softness of temper, mildness, gentleness, forbearance under injuries and provocations. Forbearance, holding back, not jumping on like we would, but forbearing under provocations and injuries. In an evangelical sense, humility, resignation, submission to the divine will without murmuring or peevishness, opposed to pride, arrogance, and refractoriness. You know, these are beautiful things. I just want to whet our appetite this morning that God wants to put that in our lives. It's for us, folks. The spirit of God's people, the Lord has guaranteed us the fullness of His Spirit. That's what He's given for you and me, the fullness of His Spirit. Why should we not have the fullness of it? And so I'm challenged myself. When it comes to things like meekness, folks, we're probably most of us challenged. Lord, help us to be meek all the time. Help us, Lord, to humble ourselves. Help us to be gentle all the time. You know, you can be strong and still be gentle. Is that true? It is. The Lord, help us today. In 2 Corinthians 3 and 3, it says, "Forasmuch as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us." Now, Paul said, you are the epistle of Christ. You're what's being written. You know, you're the only writing that lots of people see. They don't read the Bible, many don't. But they see our lives. And Paul says, you're the epistle, you are the writing of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. That's what the Lord wants to put in our life, isn't it? Not in tables of stone. That's what they had for centuries, tables of stone. But it wasn't written in their hearts, that's for sure, was it? But in fleshly tables of the heart. You know, the 18th verse of that same chapter, 2 Corinthians 3, "But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." Thank the Lord this morning. He has freely given to us all things, hasn't He? He's freely given these things for us. Why should we repine in sin or heartache from the flesh? That's what the flesh brings, doesn't it? You see somebody given to the flesh, rest assured there's heartache not far behind. That's what happens with the flesh. But the Lord has given us something so much better, hasn't He? Listen to this. 2 Corinthians 4 and 13. "We having the same spirit of faith." Another thing that the Spirit is within God's people. Another thing about God's people is they have confidence in God, don't they? Now I know when we're young and we start out, things threaten to blow us over and we feel like they're going to. But I want to tell you, the Lord wants to settle us so that when great things come along, we have a little more confidence than we used to have, doesn't He? "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak." Do you know this morning that that spirit of faith that was in Abraham and in Noah and in Daniel and Joseph and David and Jeremiah and Paul and the apostles and the early saints and those that we have known here that have went on, those that have known the Lord that we've never heard of. Do you know this morning that spirit of faith and confidence in God is something that He wants to put into our life, doesn't He? If we will allow the pen of God to write in our life, if we will allow it, He'll write into our hearts the spirit of faith and confidence in God. It'll come through some very hard things. It'll come through things that challenge our faith. That's why the scriptures tell us that the trying of our faith, it's very precious, isn't it? It's something that God is writing upon our hearts to try to write things that we would not have otherwise. And so it's very important that we be faithful in the time of test, in the time of temptation, in the time of trial and trouble. It's very important for us to be faithful because God is writing with that pen at that time on the table of our heart if we don't turn back. In 2 Timothy 1 and 7, listen to this. This is beautiful this morning. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Did you know He hasn't given us the spirit of fear? If we have a spirit of fear, it's not from God. Don't worry. Don't trouble yourself. It's from the devil. Rebuke it. Resist it. The devil sends the spirit of fear. But I'll tell you what He goes on to say. You can put the spirit in front of each one of these words. He hath not given us the spirit of fear, but you could say the spirit of power. But of power and of love and of a sound mind. The Lord has given us the spirit of power. He has given us the spirit of love in our life. You want to see somebody, oh, they're such a loving person. I want to tell you, that's because they've allowed the pen of God to write in their life. And that's who they've become. And the Lord, He's written it on the tables of their heart. And it changes us, doesn't it? The spirit, not the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The Lord has given His people a sound mind. We don't have to give in to the enemy's works to try to destroy our mind, do we, this morning? There's a lot of other places. I think about in Hebrews 10:29, it says, how much sorer punishment, suppose you, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. You know, that's there's so many adjectives and so many, we see so many things, the Spirit of grace. Isn't that beautiful this morning? If you be reproached, this is 1 Peter 4 and 4. If, let's see, 4 and 14, I'm sorry. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. You know what? These are ours, folks. These are ours. These are ours. We can have them. He says, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, if you're doing right, if you're doing truth, if you're in the right spirit and you're living for the Lord, and you're reproached, He says, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. Do you know that's ours this morning? You know, I have seen times when the Lord would give that joy that only He can give, right in the midst of real battles and real trials. You know that's ours this morning? That's the people of God's. That's not something the world can have. Because it's not going to come down singing in the heart of some wicked person. But I want to tell you, the Spirit of the Lord and the glory of God wants to shine in us in such a way that instead of having a spirit of resentment, a spirit of evil and wickedness and strife and debate and all those things, the Lord wants to give us the Spirit of glory and of God, the Spirit of Christ living within us. What a blessing. You know, John says, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. For he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. I want to tell you, not everything is of God in this world. But there is a spirit of truth and there is a spirit of error. There is a spirit of truth within God's people. Let's open our hearts to it and hear it and allow God that place in our lives. The Lord wants to give that to us. The world gives and the devil gives a spirit of slumber, doesn't he? Eyes that they should not see and ears that they should not hear unto this day. It says God hath given them, or he has allowed that. However he's done that, he's allowed that. But the Lord bless today that we can open our hearts, realize the blessings that God has made available to you and me. I want to read one more place in Ephesians 4 and 22. It says that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. You know, this morning, the Lord wants us to be renewed in the spirit of our mind and recognize the beauty and the joy that God wants to put into our lives. The Lord wants a people that glorifies Him, that makes His way attractive, and I believe He'll do it through us if we'll let Him this morning. There is a song that's called, O Thou Gentle Spirit. It's number 340 in our book. And it says, in the chorus, O thou gentle spirit, pure sweet angel dove, live in my heart, ever cheer it with tender words of love. That first verse says, oh, what a joyful assurance the gentle spirit brings. Oh, let us honor and reverence his name above all kings. Sweet is the peaceful emotion that fills my inmost soul. Blissful and heavenly token that Jesus makes me whole. I will adore thee forever. O, live and reign in me, Jesus, my Savior and Keeper. O, help me trust in thee. So the Lord bless us this morning to take courage, to allow that light that is the light of the world to shine down through our vessel and to brightly reflect his glory. And the Lord help me too. You pray for us today. I believe we have the very thing that the world needs. Folks, what greater thing could we have in our life than the spirit that God wants to put in God's people? You pray for us.